Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's message, The Lures for Lust. A lure is something that is used to get someone or something to do something they may be hesitant or uninterested in doing. Lust is a desire for something that is perceived to bring joy, happiness, or satisfaction. When our belief is that there is something better than what God has to offer, it gives rise to lust. Lures for lust are anything or anyone we encounter that encourage us to follow up or act upon our lust. Jesus told those who would come after him that they would have to do three things. They would have to deny themselves. To deny ourselves is to say no to our lust. That means we seek to do the will of God and cease to look for things that are better and more satisfying than doing the will of God. And by saying no to lust, we are saying yes to love. It is love that motivated Jesus to come to us and offer us God's forgiveness. It is the same love that will motivate us when we abandon our lust to follow Christ. Another thing Jesus says is for us to take up our cross. This means we must be willing to suffer for the sake of lost humanity in order to help them achieve the purpose God has for them. And that purpose is for them to live. God did not create man to die, but to live. It is our lust for that outside of God's will that will destroy us. Our lusts are harmful and causes us to look inward instead of outward. Lust causes us to be selfish in our motives and behaviors, which can lead to acts that disregard the welfare and even harm, injure, or kill others to achieve our own desires. And even if we achieve the object of our lust, what has it profited or advantaged us in the end if the result is the loss of immortality and death of our souls? If we therefore are not engaged with Jesus to seek and save the lost, which is God's will and what Jesus calls us to do, then we have been lured away from this purpose by something or someone we have encountered that is leading and luring us to believe that there is something better than God and his will and purpose for our lives. And if this describes you, what do you have or want that is so important or valuable that you are willing to sacrifice your immortal soul in order to possess or enjoy it for less than a fraction of a second relative to eternity? Visit our news link at our website to see our latest news and announcements. And don't forget to read and listen to our pastor's Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.